Yes, with no other intention, he says. Did he create the mutual care we should have for each other, establishing unity in such great diversity, so that there could be complete communion in everything that happens? If our concern for our neighbor results in collective safety, it also follows that our joy and our sorrow must be collective. Therefore, he asks for three things here: to not be divided but unified in perfection, to care for one another equally, and to view everything that happens as collective. Just as he says earlier, he has given greater honor to that part which lacked, because it's in need of it, showing that even the inferiority has become a pathway to greater honor. So here, he equalizes them in terms of the mutual care they receive. For therefore, he allowed them to partake in greater honor, he says, so they might not receive less care. And not only from this, but also from all the good and bad that happen to them, are the members bound to one another. For instance, a simple thorn jabbed into the heel can be felt by the whole body and cared for by it. The back bends, the stomach and thighs are tightened, the hands come forth as defenders and servants to remove the lodged thorn, the head stoops over it, and the eyes watch over it with much care. So even if the foot is deemed inferior due to its inability to ascend, by bringing down the head it achieves a certain equality and receives the same honor. This is even the case when the feet are the reason for the head's descent, not by favor, but by their requirement of it. Therefore, if being the more honored part of the body gives it an advantage, yet since it owes this honor and care to the lesser members and identical sympathy, this indicates great equality. What is lower than the heel? What is greater than the head? Yet this part of the body means something to that, and moves altogether. Similarly, if anything is wrong with the eyes, everyone complains and stops. The feet do not walk, the hands do not work, and the stomach does not enjoy its usual food. Yet, the reason is due to the condition of the eyes. Why cause the stomach to starve? Why halt the feet? Why bind the hands? Because they are connected to the eyes, and in an indescribable way the whole body is impacted. If it didn't share the suffering, it wouldn't take part in the care. Hence, having said that the members may give equal care for one another, he added, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. How do they rejoice, you may ask? When the head is crowned, the entire person is honored. The mouth speaks, and the eyes laugh and are delighted. The credit doesn't solely belong to the beauty of the eyes, but also to the tongue. Similarly, if the eyes are seen as beautiful, the whole woman is adorned. When a straight nose, an upright neck, and other members are praised, they rejoice and appear cheerful. They also shed abundant tears over their misfortunes and griefs, even though they themselves remain unharmed.